Hi. I'm really nervous. I'm not used to talking in front of people, so bear with me a little bit until I get a little bit more comfortable. I was born in 1984. I had a normal childhood, I guess, as normal as one could assume. Me and my sister and my mom and my dad. It was, it was okay, like, looking at it from the outside. It seemed like it was a happy family and everything, and but there were some difficult situations. My parents fought all the time, and my mom tended to be the disciplinarian, and she was a little bit on the abusive side, but my dad kind of stood up for me, and you know, I was a daddy's girl, and my mom didn't take too kindly to that. She got jealous, and like, my dad was the first time I got introduced to alcohol. He let me try his beer when I was younger. So that was the first time I got introduced to any kind of drug. And I liked it. It made me feel special. And so when I got older, I would end up stealing alcohol out of the drawers and stuff, out of the cabinets when my mom wasn't looking, because I wanted that feeling again. When I was younger, when I was 10 years old, my dad passed away from a heart attack, and I was in the car with him when he passed away. I had been at a friend's house, and my mom had called my friends to come get me, and they didn't answer the phone, so my mom was in a panic, and she came down the road as I was walking home, and she had me get in the car real quick, and my dad was in the front seat of the car, not breathing. And we made it all the way to a restaurant, and we pulled over and called 911, but at that point it was too late. He died in the car. So that was my first time that anything happened to me that I had a problem with God. I became angry with God at that point. I figured if there was a God, why would he let anything happen to me like that? And so I grew up angry. I had a couple other things happen to me when I was younger. It was difficult for me, a couple different instances of abuse through my cousins and some other family members. And I had a difficult time with that. And, you know, the whole time I was blaming God. And, you know, I got very angry. And once again, you know, I turned against God. And, and like at this point, looking back at it now, if I had really thought about, if I had really thought about it, if I hadn't believed that, you know, I said I didn't believe in God, but yet at the same point I was angry at God. So at some point I had to have believed in a God for me to be angry at him in the first place. So there had to have been a little bit of a seed planted for me to even be believing in him enough to be angry at him. And so as I went into high school, I got into some friendships and they were doing drugs, but I really didn't mess with drugs because I thought that I just drank at home with my sister and that was cool. And that's all I was extended. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't really want to mess with anything else because I thought that was dangerous and I wasn't going to mess with anything else. But all my friends were using other drugs and I wasn't going to go and do anything like that. And so at that point, I went and became interested in a couple different religions. I tried to go to a couple different churches. I even tried paganism at one point, just to try anything because I felt like I needed something to believe in, because I was feeling hopeless. And my life at home was, kind of a mess with my mom, because she was a very angry person after my dad passed, and we didn't get along that well. And so I reached out to a couple of my friends and tried to go to church with them. And my mom was kind of happy about it, but at the same point, she wouldn't take me. She would let my friends come and pick me up if I wanted to go, but she wouldn't physically take me to any of the churches. So I kind of struggled with that a little bit, because it didn't seem like my mom was very open to me going to church. And at that point, I started hanging out with my friends in high school, we would hang out in the, I went to Centerville High School, and we would hang out in the back of Central, of the high school, and we would hang out and talk about drugs and heavy metal music and partying and just anything that was like, we would talk about a lot of stuff that I see in the Bible that is like sin. And, you know, I thought it was okay at the time. In fact, I thought it was cool. And I, you know, I was drinking on the weekends. I was drinking at home when my mom wasn't there. I was, you know, drinking her vodka and filling it with water when she wasn't there. And she never drank that much, so she never paid attention, and she'd eventually throw it out and get a new bottle, so she didn't really pay attention that much. So I was okay. And I just kept doing that. And I eventually graduated from high school. I did pretty good. I had high grades. Even though I hung out and didn't do my homework, I hung out with my friends and tried to party. I wasn't very successful because I was kind of shy. But as much partying as I could do, being shy, I did. I graduated I graduated early. And so I was going to go to college, and I went to Wright State, and I started drinking heavily when I got to Wright State. I actually moved in. I was engaged. I met someone and became engaged to get married, because I thought being in a relationship would fix my problems. And it would fix my loneliness, and it was a pretty messed up relationship. There was a lot of anger and resentment, and it was very sinful. And, you know, I really regret having the relationship, but at the same point, I learned a lot from it. You know, I know that I don't want to have anything like that in my life again. And it was difficult because it was a hard breakup. We had been together for a couple years, and we broke up because of my drinking and my partying. Because I thought it was okay, and it was okay that I went out drinking every weekend, and that I went to clubs every weekend, and that I went with exes and hung out with exes on the weekend. And, you know, I was being inappropriate. And the whole relationship was sinful. We said we were engaged, but there was probably no intention of getting married. And we lived together the entire time. I don't know exactly what their intentions were, but my intention was to get married, but I don't believe they had that intention. And like, I feel like I'm dancing around a little bit. It was a female, and so, like, I feel like it was like, the biggest, like, sin that I could have done, at that time in my life, but, like, I'm nervous talking about it. It's like admission. And so, like, I get nervous talking about it. It's just part of my past, and 'cause I did think I was gay when I was little, but the older I get, the more I come to the realization that I'm not. It was just like lust and wanting attention, and not wanting attention, but wanting relationships. Any kind of relationship, wanting attention, and that's really difficult for me to say, because I've had boyfriends and I've had girlfriends since then, and like today, like, I don't feel any kind of attraction to females anymore. And it's just like a miracle to me. I kind of praise God on that part. Because I had, when I was younger, I had attempted suicide over, having a crush over a girl one time, and like it devastated me, because I knew it wasn't right in my heart. And so, you know, being able to turn my life around now, and being able to seek God in my everyday, in my everyday situations and behaviors and such, is a miracle for me. You know, I praise God every single morning when I wake up. And if anybody like sees me, if I have a bag with me, I probably have my Bible on me. I carry it like a blanket. My friend at where I go to my doctor's office, she's like, "Do you have your Bible on you today?" I'm like, "Yep." She's like, "I figured you did." I'm like, "I always do." And I actually was talking to a friend the other day. She came up to me and she's like, "Amy, I think I have a drug problem. What's that church you go to on Friday nights?" And I told her and gave her the address. So hopefully she'll show up some Friday. Because apparently she's seen me and seen the difference in my life, and she wants what I have. So hopefully I see her come in. But I've had, you know, a lot of resentments and stuff towards others and God himself in my life, just with the things that have happened and the deaths in my family and in my friends. And, you know, that kept me away from the church. And, you know, being able to turn my life around, I didn't think it would be possible because I was so dead set on being against religion. And, you know, just coming here for the first time this past year, being able to hear the word and hearing testimony, you know, awakened something inside me, and it really made me realize what I was missing out in life. And you know, I can't imagine life without God. And having Jesus in my life today is amazing. I know I've been working on the mentorship stuff with Leslie, and me and my mamaw have been working on the Bible verses together. We've been memorizing them back and forth together. And my mamaw likes this church, but she's like, "It's so far away." 'Cause I live all the way in Centerville towards Miamisburg. And it is a little bit ways, but I think this church is worth it.
Right.
And if it wasn't for the people at this church, I probably wouldn't make it here so often. 'Cause 4 years ago, I had been using drugs, hard drugs. I had quit using heroin in 2013, the end of 2013, and thought I would be safe. and just use stimulants. And I ended up ODing on those and laid unconscious in my apartment for a couple days. And I made it to the hospital. I somehow woke up. And I drove myself to the hospital, and I went into a coma for 2 days once I got there, because I barely made it there. Like, I don't know why I drove, but I couldn't figure out. I woke up after I OD'd. I woke up after laying in my apartment for 2 days. I woke up, and I found my phone. I couldn't figure out how to use it. So first thing I did was get in my car and drove down the street, because right down the street from my house was a hospital. And I got into the hospital, went to the ER, and sat in the ER until they took me, and then I was in a coma for 2 days. And I woke up in the hospital, not knowing how I got there. I had completely forgot about everything that happened. It took me a couple months for me to remember what I just said. I woke up to my sponsor being there. And, you know, they didn't know if I was going to wake up or not. I had suffered from hypoxia. Like, I didn't have oxygen to my brain. Like, I had laid there pretty much almost dead in my apartment for a couple days before I woke up. And, like, that was God.
God is good.
And it was God that got me in my car. It was God that brought me to the hospital. Because there's no other way I can imagine I would have made it there. And it's just through God's grace and mercy that I'm alive today. And I'm just grateful that I'm actually able to be here and be able to speak, because of having that lack of oxygen to my brain. They didn't think I could function. Like, they put me through physical therapy because they didn't think I could walk. They had to teach me to walk, and they had to teach me how to do some simple physical stuff again. And it was difficult. And I was very depressed at that time. And, you know, I didn't realize all this stuff was such a great blessing, because I was just depressed at that time. I just laid in bed moping and being sorry for myself, and I didn't see what a blessing it was at the time. And you know, I went to a nursing home after staying in the hospital for a couple months. They sent me to a nursing home, and I was there for a couple months, and they did rehab, and, like, I was kind of iffy on the rehab. I didn't do so hot on the memory stuff. but they did physical rehab and mental rehab. The mental rehab I wasn't so hot on, but the physical stuff I did okay. I improved pretty well. And like the whole time I was in the hospital, I lost my apartment, my car. And my mom at that point and my sister were working together, and got me on Social Security, disability, because there was no way I could work at the time. They still didn't know how I was going to turn out, because my memory was so bad. But, you know, I still kept trying to work on stuff. I got into a group home, and it was difficult at the group home. I didn't really like it, but God saw me through it. And I started working on myself at the group home, trying to improve myself, 'cause I had a bunch of time on my hands. And I didn't know what else to do. And I stayed at group homes for a couple years. And I basically worked on myself the entire time I was at the group homes. I had a couple roommates that I became friends with, and we talked about stuff and hung out, and I became friends with them. And you know, I reached out for help when I could, because I struggled when I was at the group homes, 'cause it was difficult, not having your family around. You know, there was one central phone in the house, so you had to share the home. There was like 10 people that lived there. You had to share the phone with everybody, and it was a wall phone, so it was difficult. And they had time limits, and it was horrible. But I had a couple verses that stood out to me when I was thinking about sharing today. One of them stood out to me when I was thinking about my youth. Psalm 25, verse 7. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. You know, I don't want to be remembered for the sins that I committed when I was younger. I want to be remembered for the goodness that I do now. And, you know, I'm trying my best to change my life. And I can only do that one day at a time. And, you know, if it wasn't for, like, the people at this church, and I probably wouldn't be able to, you know, change my life as much as I have, because I've only been coming to this church since, I don't know, end of December maybe. And I've, you know, accepted Jesus as my Savior. And and you know, I got baptized a couple weeks ago. And that was like an amazing experience to me. When I was going to get baptized, I told my mom that I was going to get baptized, and she's like, "You were already baptized once." And I'm like, "Yeah, but I was a baby, wasn't I?" And she's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Well, I don't remember it." So I'm like, "I'd like to remember it." So I, you know, I just want to recommit myself to Jesus Christ. And, you know, I just want to personally thank everybody at this church for supporting me. Another verse that I really like is, I said this at my baptism, "Order my steps in thy word, and let not any inequity have dominion over me." And that's Psalm 119, verse 133. So I wanted to say a couple verses while I was up here. Because I went through the Bible like the last couple days and marked a bunch of them that I really liked. So, and then I've only shared two, but I don't know, I think that's it.